Welcome to Reasonably Catholic. In Season 3, we look at the moral teachings of the Church. For today, let's see what the Church has to say about rights and responsibilities and social justice. Every person has a fundamental right to life and to the necessities of life. The right to exercise religious freedom publicly and privately by individuals and institutions, along with the freedom of conscience, need to be constantly defended. In a fundamental way, the right to free expression of religious beliefs protects all other rights. The Church supports private property and teaches that every man has by nature the right to possess property as his own. The right to private property is not absolute, however, and is limited by the concepts of the universal destiny of the goods of the earth and of the social mortgage. It is theoretically moral and just for the state to redistribute wealth from those who have unjustly hoarded it. The Catholic tradition teaches that human dignity can be protected and a healthy community can be achieved only if basic human rights are protected and responsibilities are met. Therefore, every person has a fundamental right to life and a right to those things required for human decency. Corresponding to these rights are duties and responsibilities to one another, to our families, and to the larger society. Rights should be understood and exercised in a moral framework rooted in the dignity of the human person and social justice. Those that have more have a greater responsibility to contribute to the common good than those who have less. The story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16 should remind us that we have a responsibility to take care of the poor and needy. And never let us forget the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 25 when he said, "Just as you did it to the least of these, you did it to me." This is what the early church also remembered, and everything was shared. And as we read it in Acts 4, 32 to 35, there was not a needy person among them. Among the many scriptural references, Isaiah 10, 1 to 2 says, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees and the writers who keep writing oppression, to turn aside the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil and they may make the fatherless their prey." The CCC in para 2459 says, "Man is himself the author, center, and goal of all economic and social life. The decisive point of the social question is that the goods created by God for everyone should, in fact, reach everyone in accordance with justice and with the help of charity." We live our lives by a subconscious philosophy of freedom and work. The encyclical Laborem Exercens by Pope John Paul II describes work as the essential key to the whole social question. The very beginning is an aspect of the human vocation. Work includes every form of action by which the world is transformed and shaped, or even simply maintained by human beings. It is through work that we achieve fulfillment. So in order to fulfill ourselves, we must cooperate and work together to create something good for all of us, a common good. What we call justice is that state of social harmony in which the actions of each person best serve the common good. Freedom, according to natural law, is the empowerment of good. Being free, we have responsibilities. With human relationships, we have responsibilities towards each other. This is the basis of human rights. The Roman Catholic bishops of England and Wales, in their document, The Common Good, in 1996, stated that the study of the evolution of human rights show that they all flow from the one fundamental right, the right to life. From this derives the right to a society which makes life more truly human. Religious liberty, decent work, housing, healthcare, freedom of speech, education, and the right to raise and provide a family. That is from section 37. Having the right to life must mean that everyone else has a responsibility towards me to help sustain and develop my life. This gives me the right to whatever I need to accomplish without compromising the mission of others, and it lays on others the corresponding responsibilities to help me. All justice is the power of God compensated solely in terms of individual relationships. The Ten Commandments reflect the basic structure of the natural law insofar as it applies to humanity. The first three are the foundation for everything that follows: the love of God, the worship of God, the sanctity of God, and the building of people around God. The other seven commandments are to do with the love of humanity and describe the different ways in which we must serve the common good. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. That's from Exodus 20, 3-17. Our Lord Jesus Christ summarized the commandments with the new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. The mystery of Jesus is a mystery of love. Our relationship with God is not one of fear, of slavery, or oppression. It is a relationship of serene trust, born of a free choice, motivated by love. Pope John Paul II stated that love is the fundamental and innate vocation of every human being. By his law, God does not intend to coerce our will, but to set it free from everything that could comprise its authentic dignity and its full realization. So, was that reasonable? Let us know in the comment section below. And until the next week, bye!